Okay. So thank you, Gary, for covering as usual. We'll start on the bottom of Mem Dal Amud Beis just to get ourselves oriented. So we'll start three lines from the bottom. The last word on the line is Tani. So Tani Shila Shalosh Midos Benaira. So Shila taught Abraisa three things related to Anaira, depending on different cases about her. So Baola Edim Bebeis Chamiha Shezinsa Bebeis Aviyah. So let's say she has Edim on her while she's already now in the house of her father-in-law, that she was Mizana when she was Bebeis Aviyah, when she was still only Murasa. And she'd only had So they come after she already had Nisuin. While she had Arison. So the action happened. She was Mizanim and she was an Arusa already. But the Eden come after Nisuin. So what happens? Soklin Osa Pesach Beis Avia Klomar Uge Gidulim Shigidaltem. So what do we do? So she gets Skila specifically in the front of the house of her father because we want to say, look, this is what happened. This is what you've raised in your house, Kilo. Okay. Bola Edim Beis Avia, Shezinsa Beis Avia. What if they're Edim now that come while she's still a Mirasa? Right? And about Zinos that happened while she was a Mirasa. So Soknosa Apezach Shahar Ir. So then she gets Skila, not in front of her father's house, but in front of the entrance to the city. Okay. Which is what the Torah tells us to do. Okay. Sarcha ulvasof bagra tidon bachenek. So if she she was mizana and then she becomes a bogeres, so then she gets chenek. Not skila, but she gets chenek. And the entire conversation we're going to have now is about why she gets chenek instead of skila and what's going on. And if you look at Rashi, tidon bachenek. So Rashi says it's like, four or five lines down in the skinny lines. Ki heichi de ilo zanai hashta lav skila ika. Right? Because if she would have had znus, she would be mizanim and she was a bogeres, right? No longer a naira, so what would happen? She wouldn't get skila. Right? Elachenek. De chiksiv skila bezinsa naira ksiv. Right? Because when we talk about giving skila, skila is given specifically to a naira who is mizana. Shenemar ki yed naara besula vegomer. So hashanami bechenek. The cave of the Ishtani Gufa, Bain Chait Lahama the Bedin, Ishtani Katala the Hashtags. Because what basically happened? The point is that she was Mizana when she was a Naira, but she didn't have Hamad Bedin until she was a Bogeres. So she gets the assumption at this point is she gets the punishment that is, given to the person of her status at the time when she has Hamad Adin. Since at the moment of Hamad Adin, she was already a Bogeres, so she doesn't get Skila, which is what a Naira gets, she gets Chenek, which is what a Bogeres gets. Even though, presumably at this point, when she did the Isser itself, when she was actually Mizana, she was still a Naira. Okay? So that's, and we're going to focus now, going forward, on this third case. That if sarcha levasof bagra tidon mechanek. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The meira the kohecha the ishtani gufa ishtani ketala. You want to tell me that any time a person's status, we're going to say ishtani gufa. You're going to see ishtani gufa doesn't necessarily mean body, literally like a change in the body, but it can mean any change of status for the person. From a naira to a bogeres is literally going to be ishtani gufa. Right there, she's gonna her body will mature. But we're going to see other cases where ishtani gufa might just mean that the status changes of the person. So, but the bottom line is the Gemara says, but you mean to tell me that if she has a change in status, so then her punishment she gets, the type of misa she's given changes. Or mini, I'll quote you another case which is not the case. Naira hamurasa shizinsa. So if you have a case of a naira murasa, a naira who was engaged, and now she's mizana umishibagra hotziya leshemra, and then when she becomes an adult, so her husband was moti shemra. Moti shemra here does not mean necessarily that we usually associate moti shemra with the guy's lying about her, right? They get married and he lies and says that she wasn't a bazula. So here we're not saying that he lies about it, just saying that he's now saying about her, meaning she was a naira murasa, and she was Mizana, and the husband only finds it, and then she becomes a Bogeres. And only then she got married and her husband found out. Right? He realizes what happened here, and now he comes to Beis Din to be Motzi Shem Ra, to say about her, she's not a Besula. Right? So when that happens, so he goes to Beis Din and claims this, right? And what happens? So what happens? So who ain't a loge? So he doesn't get Malkus if he's found to be lying. Veino knows in Mea Sela, and he doesn't give 100 Sela. Again, if he's found to be a liar, and he's going to be chayiv from Motzi Shem Ra, and he bezomem meha makdima beis haskila. And if it turns out on the other side that she was guilty, right, it's really true. So then she goes to the beis haskila, and then also zomem meha meaning any edim that would come in zomem, right? People who come to say they give a testimony about somebody, and then we find out that. Not just that they lied, but you couldn't have possibly said this because, you know, the second set of witnesses say, you were with us somewhere else. There's no way that you gave that testimony. You were in San Francisco with us on that day. So there's no way that you saw that. So what did they get? They get the same thing that they wanted to give her. So just like she would have gotten skila, they would also get skila. So the point is, he skila, right? So before we get to answer the question, the Gemara says, well, he vizomeh, that's impossible. He vizomeh, what? She and the zomen, you're never going to have a situation where the person himself and the edim zomen both get the punish. That's impossible. The whole point is, edim zomen try to get her chaimisa, but we find that they're lying, right? So there's no way that's what's happening here. So it says the Gemara, no, zomeh, makdim miskit. Meaning, what are the other? If either she's guilty and she's going to get skila, or she's not guilty, or at least they're found to be liars, and they get it. But regardless, what are they getting? They're getting skila. What's the point of getting skila? The point is, this is a woman who was a naira murasa, and she was mizana. She's found out that what she did, she's found out about when she becomes a bogeres, right? Which would now mean a naira gets skila, bogeres gets chenek. So what's happening here? You told me, right, at the end of at Sheila's mission, Sheila's Bryce had told me that your case before, right, which was Edim about her when she was Mizana Beis Avia, and then she's Sirchel Vasof Bagra, that she gets Chenek, right? And it sounds like every time the body changes or the status changes, the Misa changes and she should get Chenek, not Skila. So why over here in this case are we talking about her getting Skila? I thought there was a Shtani Gufa. So that's Gemara's problem. So answers the Gemara as follows. Amar Rava, Moti Shem Ra Ka'amris. Right? You're going to tell me about Moti Shem Ra. Don't try to bring me a proof from the case of Moti Shem Ra. Right? Why? Because Shani Moti Shem Ra Dechidishu. Moti Shem Ra is a different case. And that case is a Chidish. What's the Chidish about Moti Shem Ra? Daha Nichnes Al Achupa below, because of the following rule. Right? Because what would have happened? Nichnas ala chuppa v'lo nivala. What if a woman had nisuin and she never had tashmish? Right. So what would happen? V'lo nivala ba'amba v'zinsa, and then she was bimazana. So let's say a woman, she wasn't mizana when she was murasa. She did erisin, then they have nisuin, and then a year later they have nisuin, and then after nisuin, but before she's ever together with her husband, she's mizana with another man. Okay, so what's her status? So her status then is chenek, right? Right. So a woman who's just a regular person who gets married and has erisin and nisuin and then has mizana before she's with her husband, so she gets chenek. V'limoti shemra b'skila, right? However, what would happen if she? But the case of moti shemra, right? When he comes and says. Meaning, if he's then with her and sees that she didn't have basulim, so what does she get? She gets skila, right? So, what's the difference between the two cases? The first case is he's never with her. You just find out. In the first case, they have nisuin. She's mizana, and then it's edim. Someone saw. Well, she went. She was with somebody else. He doesn't. He was never with her. He never. He's not coming as a quote moti shemer. He doesn't come and say, "Hey, I was with my wife, and I found out that she wasn't a basula." That's not what happened. Right, so the first case is a standard case where there's nisuin And then there's Eden that she was Mezana. So in such a case, she gets Chenek. Okay, but what happens if she was if he was together with her and he sees on Matzasu Bitzcha Basulim, she gets Skila. It doesn't make any sense, right? Because in theory it could have happened right then, right? So it should be the same thing, but nevertheless we don't say that. So the point being that Moti Shemra is unique. That Moti Shemra always gives her this, she always gets the punishment of Skila, even though the quote I'm gonna call it standard. That almost the same exact case where we find out about it. We just find out it for a different reason, for a different way. We find out about it because of Edim, right? That she was Mizana after Nisuin, she would get Chenek. So the point is that this idea of Ishtani Gufa, is Ishtani Ketola, you can't prove to me one way or the other from the case of Moti Shemra, because Moti Shemra is clearly a unique case. There's nothing to prove from such a case.
So okay. It's very specifically defined that husband is calling her out.
That's what it seems like. Right. There's something unique about... Yeah, look at Rashi. If you look at Rashi in the wide lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down, the Hanichnas of the Chuppah of the Livula Ba'ama Vesins of Achenek, say Rashi. So Rashi says, V'teda the Ha V'lo Bagra Nami B'lo Hotza Shemra V'afila B'nairos Ishtani Dina V'afila B'nairos Ishtani Dina Hu D'ilu Zanai Hashta Cheneku Cheneku D'ika Hoa V'nichnas of the Chuppah. There's a change there also. What's the change in the case of the woman who gets married and then it's Mizana. So she had Nisuin. So again, that's what I meant to say before. Ishtani Gufa doesn't necessarily mean her body changes. It means her status changes. So that's the case of Ishtani Gufa, right? She changes. She becomes a Nisua, right? And what happens? She gets Chenek in such a case, right? Hov Nechaz Zalachupa. Afa Pishol Nivala. Even though she never had Tashmish, right? So that's what happens in that case. But let's skip down. Ilu Motzi Shemra. The next case in Rashi, Yilin Motzi Shemra Aleha about her. Right? If he says about her, Hashda V'Zanai Kodem B'Chnisa L'Chuppah, and that's the guess that she had Tashmish before she went to the Chuppah. B'Skila, right? Alma Bosa Shemra Lo Amrinam D'Rishim D'Ishtani Dina, right? Ilu Zanai Hashda D'Ishtani Ketala, right? We're not. You see that in the case of Motzi Shemra, it's not that we say because her body changed, now the halacha changes, etc. Right? Because she could have been Mizana now, she could have been Mizana before. Doesn't make a difference. Right? The Hilgach ki bagra nami v'niseis lo amrina v'motzi shemra d'mishin d'ishtane dina d'hashta ishtane kitala d'mikara. So we don't say it's because anything changes about her. It just happens to be that the way... Rashi doesn't say because the husband calling her out. He doesn't use that language. Right, per se, but that's what it sounds like, right? It's something unique about the fact that he's reporting about his wife that creates the status of the punishment of skila. It doesn't matter what she was done before, what she was done after. It doesn't make a difference. Does she change? She doesn't change. Those things seems like none of that matters to us. That's the point. And so don't bring me you can't just bring me a proof about this rule from the case of Moti Shemra because that case is totally unique. So Amalei Rav Huna back to the Gemara. So Amalei Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua La Rava. So Rav Huna, son of Yeshua, said to Rava, not so fast. Dilma ki chadis rachmana heicha de lo ishtani gufa. Aba heicha de ishtani gufa lo chadis rachmana. So Rav Huna says, but wait a second. You're telling me about the Shemra, it's a big chiddish. It's so different. I don't know. Maybe that's such a big chiddish. Maybe the chiddish of the Torah when it comes to Moti Shemra is only when lo ishtani gufa, right? It's only in the situations where things actually didn't change, right? But aval heicha d'ishtani gufa lo chadash rachmana. But maybe in a case where Shitaka had a change, right? She became older, etc. Maybe that the rule wouldn't apply. I mean, you're just assuming that it's always true. She always gets skila no matter what. Maybe that's not true. Maybe she become a bogeris. Maybe the halacha would be different. So who says, right? Who says that it's such a big chiddush? Maybe that's not correct. Okay. So Ela Am Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Ishtani v'lo Ishtani Tanahi. So really says Rav Nachman the name of Rav Yitzchak says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. It's not true. This whole conversation is actually Machlokas Tanaim, right? So oftentimes the Gemara will say this: you have a Machlokas between two opinions, and it turns out this is a Machlokas that goes back even before us, and it's a Machlokas Tanaim. How do I know? This is not because the Mishnah says as follows: Chatu ad shalot, and this is not talking about a woman being mezana. This is talking about individuals who did an aveira and then they have to bring a korban. And any people who do an aveira and they have to bring a korban, and now they are given a new status. The individual is given a new status in halacha, and we'll see what that means in a second. So what's the case? Chatu ad shalot nismanu v'nismanu harehen kediyoto. So we're talking about two regular men, and then what happens? One of them could be, the possibility is a person became a Kohen Gadol, or a person becomes a Mashuach, becomes the king. So a Kohen Gadol or a king, when they do Averos and they bring Korbanos, the halachas are different. Look at Rashi, all the way towards the bottom of the page. Chatu Achelon Ismanu, with like six lines or seven lines in the bottom of the page. Nasi Mashuach She'en Korbanam Kishayachet, right? When a Nasi, or a, sorry, not Kohen Gadol, sorry, a Nasi or a king, when they bring a korban, they don't bring a regular yachi korban. Shanasi mevi seir, umashuach mevi par. So basically, the point is, a regular yachid brings a certain type of korban, but a nasi or a mashuach, they bring a different type of korban. So what happens? So what happens if they did the avera when they were a regular person, and when it comes time to bring the korban, they now have their status has changed, right? And they have become either a nasi, they become a mashuach, so they have a different type of korban they would bring in this case. So what do they do? What type of korban do they bring? So the what the Mishnah said was, chatu ad shelo nismanu, they did the aveira before they were elected, v'nismanu, and then they are elected, harehen kidei yotos. Right? So they're like treated like regular people. What do you mean like regular people? Bekivsa usiira, Rashi says, sha'afa bish nismana gufam lo nishtana korbanam. Right there, even though they're sorry, nishtana gufam lo nishtana korbanam. Even though their body changed, right, their status changed, doesn't make a difference. Their korban remains the same. So the Tanakhama says, I care about what korban you would have brought when you did the aveira, which was when you were a regular person. If Shimon Omer im no delahem achlo nismanu chayavim mish nismanu p'turim. If Shimon says no, if they only find out about the aveira what they did wrong, right, they're chayav for a korban before they were elected, so then they have to bring the korban, right? They bring the korban that they would have originally brought. But if not, then, but if you only find out after they were elected to this new position, so then they are patur. Rashi says, right? The knowledge and the chait are done in the same status, regular person, then chayav and kiryotas, they bring out their regular seir, they're going to bring. However, mission is manu to have le chata b'shas korban yachid v'yedia b'shas korban nasi. Right, so I did the aveira when I was a regular person, and now my knowledge of the aveira happens when I'm now a nasi. Peturin legamrei. Right, says they don't have to bring any korban at all. Why? Alma the bishum di shani gufa is shani korbanan. So what happened? You see, because their status changed, what happens? Now the korban they're supposed to bring changes. That seems to be a much better proof, right? Or a much better, example of them. You see now, Machlokas Tanaim, you have the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon arguing. Do we say Mishkashu Mishtana Gufa Mishtana Korbanam? Because their body changed, something changes in their status between what they did and the time they find out, or the time that they're chayav to bring it. Does that make a difference? The Rabbi Shimon would say no, and the Tanakama would say no. Rabbi Shimon would say yes. So we now see that this is a Machlokas Tanaim. We'll continue to talk about that Machlokas. We continue tomorrow.